It's an exciting day today, and you may not know all of the students who are graduating today, so I'm going to show you them. So would you seven stand and just turn and face these people so that they can see how lovely you look this morning? These are our seven graduates, and Ray is over here. Thank you. You will see more of them soon, shortly. And I also want to say to highlight someone else who's been part of the school this year. This is Natalie. Natalie, do you want to stand for a moment? She's been our leadership intern in the school, helping with some of the classes and administration and the curriculum. So, thank you. You'll also see more of her in a bit too. And my name is Sue Hale. I have the great privilege of being the director of the school. And so, for those of you who don't know what the School of Justice is about, I'd like to give you just a very brief synopsis of what it's about, and then we'll see a little bit of a review of our year this year. But basically, the school is a program run here by the Vineyard, Winnipeg Center Vineyard, and it's designed to be a program in which people from the street and people who are not from the street learn together as friends, specifically learning what it means to love God and love your neighbors, especially those neighbors who are on the margins of our society. So these seven students have just completed several months of rigorous learning and experience and sharing as we have dove really deeply into some of the issues of injustice that are present in our neighborhood, in our world, and even in our own hearts. And so we have gone to some deep places together. We have laughed lots. We have eaten lots. And we've become really good friends by the end of the school. So today is really a celebration of them, yes, but also of God who, you know, by his mysterious grace and spirit somehow knits us together even when we come from very different kinds of backgrounds. So to begin this morning, we'd just like to share a little slideshow of some of the things, by no means all of the things that we did or experienced, but just to give a little taster of some of the highlights, some of the experiences of our year. Each year at the graduation, the students select one of their own to share a little bit about their experience of the school. So this year, Ray Sanford has been chosen as the one to share. So Ray, why don't you come on up? And we'll hear from him.
Hello. Is this thing turned on? Yeah. So now I'm echoing here. I lied. Can you take this water after all? I will speak into this thing. Well, I'm honored and blessed to be up here. And I'd like to say welcome. Welcome from the School of Justice to all our friends and guests. That's okay, yeah. As many of you know, God loves me. He has shown this thousands of ways. But he really blessed me last fall. He gave me the opportunity to be a part of the School of Justice. And only God could put together the events that led to this life-changing experience. Most of you know I don't do winters very well. I can't handle the cold. And the School of Justice is in the wintertime. I thought this would be a problem. God did not see a problem at all. First off, I needed a new staff person. And God gave me Aaron, who's a wonderful person and a pretty good worker. And one of her other attributes is she's a student of the School of Justice. So I asked her one or 200 questions. And she told me that the School of Justice is divided into 2-week units. So I thought maybe if I asked Suhail, he would allow me to come to 1 2-week period and I would learn about the School of Justice. I would learn how to be closer to God and especially his way of handling the justice in the world. So I approached Suhail with my request and our incredible father graced me again with a large favor of Suhail saying, why don't you join the school for the rest of the year? I felt sheer joy, you know. I cannot express it, you know. And since his grace has been given, the weather's been great. And I've attended many classes. And I I've enjoyed every class, and I'm truly blessed with great classmates and two of the great teachers, Suhail and Natalie. Now, throughout the learning of about the injustices, one of the expressions I've often used in my head is, what would Jesus do? And now I find I use that expression every day. In closing, I'd like to express how much I've enjoyed, appreciated, and loved being part of the School of Justice. And I'd like to say that it all goes back to our Father and His love of all of us and His obvious proof that God loves me. Thank you.
Pretty cool to think that the only reason that we had a good winter was so Ray could come to school. Thank you, Ray. That was wonderful. Today is Palm Sunday. It is a day in our church calendar where we commemorate what has been called Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And this word, triumphant, suggests trumpets, banners, the shimmer and clink of bronze spears and shields, a procession of power and revolution with a victorious military king strutting on a chariot. Jesus, instead, chose to sit upon a borrowed young colt and bumble forward into Jerusalem. The prophet Zechariah dreamt of the scene, writing, "Daughter of Zion, see, your king is coming to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and there on the first so-called Palm Sunday is Jesus, the Word of God, the bright and morning star, the King of Kings, gentle and riding on a donkey." Though they neither understood the kind of king he was, nor the kind of kingdom he was proclaiming, people welcomed Jesus in total celebration. A very large crowd spread their cloaks like tablecloths on the road, and others hoisted themselves into trees, breaking branches that they'd cut from palm trees to cover and decorate the road. Throngs of people ran ahead of Jesus and with those behind shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Hosanna was their way of saying hooray to the salvation that they saw in Jesus. The whole city, the Gospel of Matthew says, was stirred. Today is Palm Sunday, and when I think of you, students in this year's Vineyard School of Justice, I am similarly stirred. You, like all of us, may not understand the depths of who this Jesus is, nor the kind of kingdom he is proclaiming, but in him you have recognized salvation. In him you see the undeniable, irresistible arrival of justice. Over the past 6 months, I have seen you not only draw closer to Jesus and his humble upside-down kingship, but run headlong after him. You have welcomed and celebrated his heart and his kingdom of justice. And as a result, you've brightened with the Spirit's fire and passion. In your own way, I have heard you individually and as a school say hooray. I am thrilled to see you here, and I'm so very proud of each of you this morning. And today we celebrate you and all that you have experienced this year in school. And yet, while this is certainly a celebration, it is also an inauguration, a beginning of life. Today is Palm Sunday, the triumphant entry, yes, but for Jesus, an entry no less into the darkened hallway of Holy Week. A slow winding towards the cross, to death, to the sorrow of Good Friday. Christ will surely remain king, but instead of a meadow of palm branches will be a crown of thorns. In place of shouts of Hosanna, cries of crucify him. And rather than followers in abundance, a terrible, heartbreaking abandonment. I encourage you to continue after this Jesus, recognizing that amidst the beauty of this graduation moment is also an invitation to darkness. There remains much to do. Follow him who has so captivated you right into the heart of poverty, injustice, and oppression. Be with those who are hungry, homeless, abused. Suffer with those who wrestle with addiction, sickness, violence, and racism. Make friends with widows, orphans, refugees, and prisoners. Allow yourself to be at home in the very margins of life and death, where Jesus is. And there, in that sacred space, with all of your breath, shout Hosanna. Proclaim the Lord's salvation and let his kingdom of justice come there. And as the prophet Isaiah says, then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and he will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, here I am. Today is Palm Sunday. Of course there is celebration. And of course, this is also an inauguration. But today, despite how long or dark the hallway may be, our deepest hope is in the promise of that final open door, resurrection. For we are an Easter people, and ours is an Easter faith. As you give yourself fully to the work of the kingdom, keep the risen Christ ever before you, looking forward to that glorious day when his justice comes in all its power and glory, when God rebuilds, renews, restores all things, and his paradise covers the earth like a tapestry of cloaks and palm branches on the road. When you finally bow before Jesus in the brilliant light of the new creation, and after all of your hosannas and all of your hoorays, you finally together shout, hallelujah. Friends, justice will come. For we are an Easter people, and ours is an Easter faith. We are going to now hand out the certificates. So Natalie, if you'd join me up here. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. "Come, follow me," he said. At once they left their nets and followed him. This student has heard the voice of Jesus inviting her in a similar manner. She has demonstrated a remarkable ability to relinquish control to God, literally moving from home and province, and all this means in order to risk, to wade more fully into the deep waters of God and his kingdom. She has also willingly allowed herself to be swept into the gentle, relentless tide of God's Spirit. Indeed, in very real ways, this year she has felt God. She longs to be moved by him and to move. She has the gift of envisioning in almost scientific detail how God's heart might translate into the very real and practical work of justice and compassion. She's a strategist, an activist, thoughtful and articulate, and filled with a quiet assurance that things should and can change. We anticipate this change with you and look forward to how God will use you to bring it about in our world. Erin O'Neill.
At Lazarus's tomb, Jesus said to Martha, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" Then, in a loud voice, Jesus said, "Lazarus, come out." And the dead man came out. This student has heard the voice of Jesus calling her toward a radical dependence on God for everything, even her very breathing. Her hope in the power of the resurrection to touch flesh and bone has proven untamable and has infused her with resilience and determination, not to mention humor and laughter. She has come to know God's breath of life, and it is from this inhalation that her sensitivity and concern for others takes on such wisdom and vitality. You see, others really matter to her. She not only chooses to listen to pain, suffering, and injustice, but absorbs it. It circulates and lives within her. She has the gift of a true priest and intercessor, standing before God on behalf of other people with whose experiences she sympathizes. And we will look forward to how, through you, God will reach and touch people, reviving and restoring them to life. Laura Dahl.
The Lord appointed 72 and sent them into every town and place he was about to go. "Go," he said to them. Later they returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." Propelled by the Spirit's desire for revival and transformation, this student longs to be sent into God's good and plentiful harvest, especially to be with those who are poor and who are downcast, those whose dignity has been overlooked or destroyed. This student is at home on the streets, and it is here that he has experienced the contagious joy of our Lord's kingdom. Though he already has an abundance of wisdom and experience, he retains a keen excitement and enthusiasm for learning. His thirst for more reminds us that God is indeed limitless. This student has inspired us with his humility and embodies Jesus' encouragement that we must become like little children, curious, dependent, delighted, if we are to have any hope of entering the kingdom. We have been delighted by his humor and his generosity of heart. He has the gift of childlike faith, and we look forward to the mountains that will move because of you, Bob Reitmeier.
When they came to Golgotha, they crucified him there along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." This student exudes the deep understanding, patience, and compassion of Christ. Peace and a gentle wisdom radiate through his eyes, speech, and manner, and yet his devotion to people, particularly those who are vulnerable, is entirely fierce. Though he was excited about being in our school from the get-go, when he received news that his sister was unwell, he responded immediately, setting aside his own plans and desires in order to be with and attend to her for a season. Through and through, he is selfless, caring, and loyal. He is the gift and ministry of presence, an ability to immerse himself with people and with what's transpiring in the here and now, a willingness to see and be enriched by many perspectives, and to somehow elevate all this as holy. We look forward to the many ways God will make his attention and kindness tangible to people through you. Dominic Mwangi.
And then there were three. On hearing his teaching, many of Jesus' disciples turned back and no longer followed him. "Do you want to leave too?" Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered, "To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." This student experienced significant loss prior to being in our school this year, quite literally leaving him with nothing. For the duration of our time together, he has not had a place of his own in which to lay his head. And yet he has exhibited incredible determination and persistence, placing an unwavering faith in Jesus because he is convinced that there is no other home. That ultimately there is nothing, no one, nowhere else to go. He has also found a sense of welcome and belonging with us, beyond what the possibilities of life circumstances dictate. Like flowers in the desert, he has thrived and flourished amidst adversity. He understands the mystery of the kingdom, and his experiences have given him wit and spiritual insight. The ability to discern things beneath things. He's easygoing and has the gift of contentment, of being able to recognize and appreciate even the smallest of God's fingerprints. We appreciate how you've taught us and look forward to how God will use you to lead others into the home of his heart. Matthew Ford.
Nicodemus came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." This student runs toward God without even the slightest hesitation. He is full of faith, utterly convinced of God's extravagant goodness, and will do whatever it takes, even down to adjusting the very practical details of his life and schedule, to be near Jesus and those who cherish him. He is a man of profound spiritual hunger and intellectual curiosity, eager to devour every morsel of truth about God, his kingdom, and our world. He is without equal when it comes to gratitude, and almost without equal when it comes to sarcasm. Although everyone is created in the image of God, this student makes people feel and believe this through his generosity and kindness in both word and deed. He is the gift of being able to remove obstructions, break barriers, and expand perspectives, helping people envision God, themselves, and others more clearly. We look forward to how your belief in God and how the certainty of what you hope for will bring many others to faith. Ray Sanford.
When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." This student has a tough, tender heart. She walked a fair distance to and from school every day, regardless of the weather and her back pain. She isn't afraid to tell it like it is. She doesn't pretend and she doesn't change in order to please people. She's real, comfortable in her own skin and at home with who she is. There is a beautiful simplicity about her which also marks her faith in God. It's no wonder that she's so at home with Jesus, easily melted by the warmth of his love and spirit. As we have laid our hands on her and prayed for her, we have watched her glow in the light and power of God's presence. She is easily touched. She has the gift of celebration, of being able to just love things and to experience joy and beauty in such a way that it gleams and pours through her eyes, illuminating everyone. We look forward to how your trust in God will continue to lead you, and how who you are will continue to shower people in the light of God. Mary Bockshall. Okay, friends, I want to present to you our class of 2016 Vineyard School of Justice.
Justice would not be possible without the involvement and contributions of a host of people and groups that are far too innumerable to mention by name here. This year, we had over 30 different WCV and guest speakers. 20 different organizations and ministries hosted various field trips, tours, and learning experiences. And at least 10 people were involved in administration, meals, and retreats in various ways throughout the year. Not everyone is able to attend this morning, but if you are involved this year in any way and are present, we'd like to honor and thank you. Would you please stand? Thank you for pouring into our students and inspiring them with your life and wisdom this year.
Now, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to invite you to stand as a way of finishing the service and praying for our students. scriptures talk about the laying on of hands, and obviously not everyone here can run up to lay hands on these students, but if you would feel comfortable, I want to encourage you and invite you to stretch out your hand, as it were, to put your kind of airy hands on these students, and you know, we'll ask that the Lord himself puts his touch upon these students this morning. And students, I want to encourage you, if you feel comfortable, to open your hands as if you're receiving some presents, some gifts this morning. Come, Holy Spirit. Students, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on you. Because the Lord has anointed you to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent you to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, to comfort all who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair.
May God bless you with a restless discomfort about easy answers, half-truths, and superficial relationships, so that you may seek truth boldly and love deep within your heart. May God bless you with holy anger at injustice, oppression, and exploitation of people, so that you may tirelessly work for justice, freedom, and peace among all people. May God bless you with the gift of tears to shed with those who suffer from pain, rejection, starvation, or the loss of all that they cherish, so that you may reach out your hand to comfort them and transform their pain into joy. May God bless you with enough foolishness to believe that you really can make a difference in this world, so that you're able, with God's grace, to do what others claim cannot be done.
Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his face upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Why don't we give these students one more round of applause? Well, I want to thank you so much for being here this morning.